We Three Kings are. Then I have some thoughts. We Three Kings are really wise men or magi. They were rich. I mean, you cannot just head off across country like they did without having some type of financial wherewithal. They were well-traveled. I tell you what, it's a long way from one place to the other when you travel the way they did. I'm sure they were tired. And yet I'm sure they were excited. And when the trip was over, I'm sure they were satisfied. And I'm sure that they were looking forward to getting home. Some figure they traveled as long as 2 years to get to where they were going. But we find that Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And if you're in the book of Luke, shall we stand together, chapter 2 and beginning at verse 8. Well-known verses this time of year. It begins verse 8, and there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to come and to look into your holy word. And what a blessing it is, Lord, to gather together as believers. Lord, first to feed on the word of God, and then in a few minutes to feed on physical food one with another. We pray, Lord, you would bless this time as your believers gather together. And if there is one with us today, Lord, that doesn't know thee as Savior, that has never accepted the fact that they needed a Savior and have been willing to give themselves over to you, we pray that this could be that day so that there could be rejoicing with the angels in heaven. In Jesus' name we pray and with thanksgiving, amen. And pondered them in her heart. Well, what did she ponder? Well, the angel that came and declared an unbelievable thing, Behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son and shalt call his name Jesus. That had to be stirring for a virgin. That Joseph had doubted her story, but after a dream not only believed her, but took her to be his wife. That on arrival in Bethlehem, they were unable to find a room, and she had to deliver her baby at the Tower of the Flock where the ceremonial lambs were born. This banner over here that we have won't be up there next year because I don't believe she had the child in a little stable like that. And so you can wave that goodbye because if we won't be using that one. In fact, I'll let that one go for the highest bidder. Okay? Because I believe that she had the baby where ceremonial lambs were born. Then came the shepherd with their story of an angel who proclaimed that unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. They were to go and find him. What are you searching for today? Then if that was not enough, a whole host of heavenly beings were singing glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Folks, there will be peace on earth when men come to the Lord. Problem is, we have too many people in places of authority and too many people in places of leadership that no longer depend on the Lord. She pondered them in her heart. But that would not be the last of the great and amazing things that would happen to Jesus while he was in her care. And if you would, turn to the book of Matthew chapter 2. As you know, it's my tradition, and some of you like traditions, to speak about the three wise men the week after Christmas. Down here on the communion table, you see three wise men. And these are my wife's. She lets me borrow them one time a year. They will be boxed almost immediately after my talking with Gary Bodie and Jim Madonna today. And I will put them away. If I see anybody trying to touch them, your hands will be broken. Because if they are broken, then my hands will be broken. Chapter 2, verse 1, Matthew. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him." When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Now, why would Jerusalem be troubled because of Herod? What was Herod? He was the king. When the king is troubled, there's trouble, folks. Verse 4. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and the scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, 'And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel.'" Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men and inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared, and he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the young child, and when ye have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also." When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. Wisdom. These were wise men, magi. How does the world think, though, when it comes to wisdom? You know, when we think of the word wisdom, we think of knowledge, we think of learning, we think of insight. We think of discernment, we think of judgment, we think of common sense. Have you ever heard the term, the problem with common sense is it's not too common? Dan Jones, can you look up and see, is that light bulb a spiral one or is it the old type that's burnt out? It's the old type? Okay, that's going to have to be replaced. How many of you have used the spiral ones? You have the spiral ones in. Do you read the carton? It says 10 years if you use it 3 hours or less. Do you agree with that statement? I've had them burn out within a month. After you spent how much money for one of those? And you can buy one of these for about 25 to 35 cents a piece when you could buy them. But common sense says we can't use the old type anymore. We got to use the new type because they save energy. They don't save money. but they save energy. Common sense. My dad was talking in Sunday school about the man who brought a loaded pistol into a house, put it on the kitchen table, and the 3-year-old boy shot his foot. Now, was there much common sense in that happening? Where is the common sense? Have you ever done something stupid? How many of you, who in this room would admit right now you have never done something stupid? You've never, just raise your hand. You've never done anything stupid. Hey, nobody. We're all kind of, I didn't want to say that. Wisdom. Let me read to you wisdom. Genesis 3:6. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise. Now, who is the woman who sees the fruit? Eve. She took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. A desire to make one wise. Most of us desire to be intelligent. Wouldn't you agree with that? We may not have gotten all A's in school, but we really still wanted to be smart. And I'll be honest with you, if they could have given me a smart pill, I would have taken it. I'm sure, Brother Watke, you would have given them out. As a teacher, you would have given out smart pills. But there aren't smart pills. My son and I were talking about this the other day. I'm not sure why he brought this up out of the clear blue. He just said, how long do you think Eve was in the garden before she ate of the fruit? And I said, probably less than a week. He wanted to give her longer than that, but I said, no, I doubt it was more than a week. He said, do you think it was a day? I said, it could have been the first day. I don't know. But have you ever wondered, if she took a bite and waited for this sudden knowledge that was promised to her by the evil one, if she waited wondering when this sudden knowledge was going to come to her. And then she had another bite and another waiting for this great knowledge. And I asked this question, and did she give Adam a bite of the fruit out of love? Or out of a desire for him to be as miserable as she was. Because when they ate of the fruit, they suddenly realized they were now sinners. That's man's wisdom. Proverbs 16:25 says, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Man has his own way of thinking. He says, well, if it doesn't hurt anybody, it can't be wrong. If the Word of God says it's wrong, folks, it's wrong. And just because people say it's not doesn't change the truth. I wonder how many of you were searching for something today. It was last night. As some of you may know, our grandchildren were over from Grand Rapids, and Matthew and Chana came over and took them home last night. And Donna says to me as Matthew's getting into the car, she goes, we got to go over to Kohl's because we've got coal dollars to spend. Any of you have any coal dollars? You know what we're talking about? The store Kohl's. And if you bought so much stuff, you got coal dollars. And she goes, we got to go over tonight. Who wants to go to Kohl's at 8 o'clock on a Saturday night? Yeah, Donna did. I mean, she had $30 worth of coal money. I don't know where she got that. Did you find some on the road or street or something? Okay. And so we went over there, and you know what? We weren't the only ones there. There were all kinds of people there searching for bargains. You know, that's what we always want, isn't it? Bargains. But what are you searching for? We have the wise men. How many were there? Well, we know there had to be at least two, right? Because there were wise men. The English language is such a great language. We have man for one and men for two. So there had to be at least two, but there could have been 22. There could have been 102. We're not told. All we know is that they brought three gifts. They traveled in large groups for safety because of bandits and renegades. They and their entourage of cooks and servants and guides and guards. And they brought the three gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. The gold, I'm sure, came in quite handy because Joseph is going to be warned in a dream to flee because Herod is going to slaughter the innocents. But we'll get to that in a little bit. What was their mode of transportation? Now, I've read a camel, most likely, but some have said llama. And so they traveled from the area of Babylon and Persia. They were not late, folks. I read someplace that said that the wise men arrived late because they were men. I don't believe that for a moment. I'm not going any further with that comment. I'm just saying I don't believe that for a moment because the Bible says in verse 9, if you read it with me, "And lo, the star which they had saw in the west went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was." They were there right on time because the light got there at the time they got there. They did not come to the birthing place. They came to a house, as it says in verse 11. They found not a baby, but a young child, again in verse 11. But their visit did not make everybody happy. I wonder how many of you gathered with family friends hoping a certain family member wouldn't be there at the holiday gathering. I'm glad that at our family gatherings, both on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, we don't have to worry about anybody smoking and we don't have to worry about anybody drinking alcohol. It makes for a much nicer celebration. But some of you may not have that blessing. But not everybody would be happy. Herod was troubled and would later become exceeding wroth. Webster's dictionary says about the word wroth, meaning twisted, highly incensed, wrathful. Let's begin reading at verse 13. "And when they were departed," that being the wise men, "behold, the angel of the Lord appeareth to Joseph in a dream, saying, Arise and take the young child and his mother and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed into Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Out of Egypt have I called my son. Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, was exceeding wroth, and sent forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem." He slew all the children that were in Bethlehem and in all the coasts thereof from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men. We find that Christmas is usually a sweet time for us, but the first Christmas brought pain and sorrow, bringing with it fear and flight. We find that many grieved because of the evil that was in the world. And may I say this, that the evil one, Satan, was not celebrating Christ's incarnation. No, he was angry and plotted to kill the Messiah. See, Herod thought he was doing this on his own behalf, but really he was influenced by the evil one, even as there are those today who are influenced by the evil one. And that's why we still have in our country millions of children aborted every year, because of the evil plot of Satan. The devil from the beginning tried to shut down the plan of redemption. He began probably in many ways, but I'll give a couple of them, with Abraham to have a child out of an immoral relationship. Not the child that the Lord could use, but another child. Another instance was when he tried to have the male Hebrew children killed by Pharaoh. He hoped that Balaam, which we read about earlier with Paul Wuttke reading, would curse the children of Israel, hoping for their destruction. Through the attempt of the wicked Queen Athaliah, who tried to kill off the royal seed, and she almost did, but there was one child hidden, and so redemption could still come through the line of David. And here, by Herod trying to kill off the young child, Jesus. We see that Herod was angry because the wise men did not report back to him with the news of the King of the Jews, which was born, and that there was the star. The star that shined. We find that Jesus is the light of the world. But here we have a star which was prophesied in the book of Numbers. Was it a new star created for just a time as that? Was it a supernova? We're not sure, but whatever it was seen by the wise men of the east, and they knew what it was. And when they had seen Jesus, they departed another way. May I say this, when we come to Jesus, we can go away two ways. One, the way we were, or one, a new way. These wise men came, and they worshiped him. And may I say this, they did not worship Mary. They worshiped Jesus. They gave Jesus the gifts, though it was, you say, to their parents, yes. But it was because of Jesus the gifts were given. May I say this, when we come to the Lord, we should depart another way. When we come to church, we're not to come as we are and leave as you were. We're to come one way and leave a different way. See, Christ is the way, and he can change you. He can cleanse you. He can forgive you, and you can leave yet another way. He can give you the gifts of joy. Aren't you glad for the joy of Jesus Christ? You know, I don't care what you got for Christmas. There is no joy like knowing Christ as your Savior. He can give you peace. Folks, a lot of people are concerned about this cliff that we're on. May I say this? We're just being held up by stilts now, folks, in our country. We're being held up by mirrors, and it's all going to come crashing down sooner or later. It's just, when is it going to come? But we can still have peace because we have Christ. We can have security that he is with us and will never leave us nor forsake us. And we can have eternal life. Take your Bibles, if you will, and turn to the book of Revelation chapter 5. We will not be coming back to Matthew, so you don't need to keep your place there. But if you would, the book of Revelation chapter 5. What a glorious time it was for Don and me to sit down and read the Christmas cards. Now, we have started our own tradition, is that we don't read all the Christmas cards as they come in. We read them at one time. And we sat down the other day and we read all the Christmas cards that came in, and some of them had pictures, and it's always nice to get the pictures from family members and whatnot. And we got letters. Do you like to get these letters where they tell you all the different things they did during the year? And we got letters and we read the letters and we were sitting there. And you know, the little sayings that some of the card writers have, and it's really neat. Some of them are really good. And it brought a joy to us to think of our Lord, our Redeemer. The book of Revelation chapter 5 and verse 6, if you would. Revelation 5 and verse 6. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb. Now, there was a book that needed to be opened, and there didn't seem to be anybody that could open this book in heaven. And John is bothered by it, and then he is told that there is one that is worthy to open the book. And it says, there stood a lamb as it had been slain. Who is this lamb that had been slain? It is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He did not come to earth so that we could give gifts. But the Bible tells us it's more blessed to what than to what? To give. So there's nothing wrong with giving gifts. But we need to remember whose birth we are celebrating. Now, can you imagine this? Donna's mother was born near the beginning of December. Was it December 1st? She was married, what, the last of November? And then Christmas is a few days later. So all her gift giving is given to her within a month. I've always thought that was very sad. But my birthday, of course, in the greatest month of the year. And Dr. Mark Fleming, you believe not only the greatest month of the year, but the best day of that month. That's correct, because both of us were born on the 18th. And I believe, Mrs. Reynolds, you're the 18th of August also. Three of us. Obviously, the greatest month and the greatest day of the year. It's August the 18th. A party is given at our house for me. But everybody else gets gifts but me. Do you think I'd be a little hurt? I might even be known to frown. Get the poochie lip disease. But yet, this is what many of us do. It's Christ's birth, and yet we never even think about who he is. The Lamb. If you would, verse 9. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. Jesus Christ came to die. He came to shed his precious, sinless blood for you and for me. Verse 12, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. He's worthy of our praise. The wise men knew it, and they came and they bowed down and they worshiped him and they gave him gifts. For he is worthy. And we need to honor him because he is worthy. Chapter 13, if you would, please. Chapter 13 and verse 8. And we're not reading all of the chapter, but we're hitting a highlight now out of verse 8. And it says, And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life. Now, they're going to worship the wrong person. But it says here, in the book of life, of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. The Lamb that was slain. Before the world was even created, it was known that Christ would have to come and die for you and for me. What a great and glorious thought that he would be willing to do that for us. And then chapter 20, if you would, please. Chapter 20, beginning at verse 11. I was reading in the Reader's Digest the other day, and it talked about a mother that, I believe it was a mother, maybe it was a dad, saying that they wanted their children to redecorate, making sure they were using plenty of bookshelves. I know we live in a day and age in which books are old-fashioned, but I still enjoy reading a book. Dr. Mark, I've started reading that book. Very interesting. Yes. Verse 11, John writes, And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. Now notice that there were books that were opened, and another book was opened. So there are books, and there is a book. They're not to be confused. Books and book. For the book, notice, was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. So there are these that are found in the books. Verse 13 says, and the sea gave up the dead that were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to his works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. How do we get our name in the book of life? We have to come to the one who came to die for us. If we try to get there some other way, we will be in the books. And those who were found in the books will be cast into the lake of fire, which is the second death. 2 Corinthians 9:15 says, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Have you received the unspeakable gift of Jesus Christ? The salvation that he gives to any who are willing to receive. Shall we stand together if you would please? We're going to sing a song, 375, just as I am without one plea. But that thy blood was shed for me. You can come even this day and come to know the Lord as your personal Savior. What better time to come and get the gift of salvation than at the holiday season? Maybe you'd just like to come and thank the Lord anew for the gift that he gives us. We'll give you that opportunity. You can pray here at the altar by yourself, or if you want someone to pray with you, please let it be known. We'll be happy to have someone pray with you. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask now that the Spirit would move convicting hearts, especially that one, Lord, that is near as hell, even right now. We pray, Lord, that the words that have been read from thy word would go forth, even as that two-edged sword, and cut through the reasons that people would give for not coming. We pray, Lord, that someone could be saved even this day, that people could get their hearts right with you. In Jesus' name we pray and with thanksgiving. Amen.